He's down. And Tua's down. His helmet came off. This is exactly what you did not want to see happen. And
as someone who watches an unhealthy amount of sports, injuries are kind of weird to me. I feel I've been kind of desensitized to them. I mean, I feel like you see a player get injured pretty much every game you watch. And I think often we forget just how tough injuries are. I never thought it could happen to me, but it did. The date was August 16th, my first day of high school. I headed to running club, and we were scheduled to run 4 miles. I ended up being able to grit out one, but I couldn't take the pain anymore. Mr. Chris, I'm gonna have to cut today's run short. The next day, I found myself sitting in his doctor's office. You see, for the past 3 months, I had been dealing with some sort of chronic knee pain. Standing, walking, sitting, running. My knees always hurt. So the doctor examined my knees, took a look at everything. And what was weird was the doctor found that I didn't have anything torn, like no torn ACL, anything like that. But he ran some quick x-rays just to be sure, and just as he thought, nothing was wrong. However, he did notice something about my kneecaps. My kneecaps were tilted in. He later diagnosed me with something known as patellofemoral pain syndrome, which is basically just the anatomy of my knee. Like, my kneecap basically just pushes in on another part of my knee, and it really hurts. That's not even the worst thing we found that day. So the doctor starts working this test. He's just pushing on different areas of my knee just to confirm nothing wrong. No, like, chips or anything in the bone. And he's about to be like, all right, you're good to go. But I'm like, hey, doc, this spot on my leg has been hurting me for the past couple months. He's like, all right, let's do an x-ray. Pretty grumpy guy, if you ask me. So we end up getting an x-ray, and the results are kind of concerning. So Dr. Kelly sits us down in this room, and he opens his computer, so like starts typing. All right, so these are your x-rays. He points to the screen. He's like, now this could be one of two things. This is either a really bad fracture, or it's cancer. Nice diagnosis, right? I went thinking they'd give me like a knee brace or some pain medication. You know, maybe I had like a torn ACL or something. I don't know what I was expecting. But cancer? So yeah, a pretty daunting diagnosis. But can I just take this quick aside to say one of the hardest things through this whole process was staying still. Now, I took like 3 x-rays and I did an MRI. And every time I did one of those, it'd be like, all right, now stand still for me. I would already be sitting still, standing still, whatever, laying still. But as soon as they told me to lay, sit, stand still, I just had this like burning itch to like squirm. Like when they were x-raying, when I was doing my MRI, it was like, speaking of which, I did get an MRI. We had to see, did I fracture my legs or was it cancer? So I never done an MRI before. Had to take off my like normal human clothes and put on some like weird gown type thing. So I walk into this room and I'm like, this doesn't look like an MRI room. It's a room with like a tablet and there's like all these buttons, like a sci-fi TV show or something. And this lady's like, excuse me, sir, please pick movie. And I'm like, huh? So apparently I'm picking a movie that I'm going to watch during the course of my MRI. And it's Disney Plus is open. So obviously I'm picking Cars. And so I lay down on the MRI table or whatever it's called. And she puts my headphones on. And the MRI starts and starts making these weird noises. And I'm just watching the movie. And it gets like past the credits, like the opening like Pixar thing. And it pauses. And I'm hearing these like wacky MRI noises. And I'm like, where's the movie? Where is it? And I'm just laying there. Can't move, obviously. She said, Sit still. What am I supposed to do? Like, how long is this going to last? She said it could be all up to an hour. What? I'm just going to sit here for an hour? Where's my movie? So, I don't know if you guys have ever had an MRI before, but it makes these, like, wacky noises. It goes like... So, the only way I could keep my sanity and not move was I decided to make beats in my head to the rhythm that this thing was making. Like, I could use it as a bass line or melody. The worst part of this process, probably. Where was my movie? And, like, so the lady wanted, like, multiple angles of different parts of my leg. So, like, I was in there a while. And then on the last picture, like, there's, like, 15 minutes left, she turns on the movie. Like, what is even the point? She's like, sorry, I didn't Lady, I just paid you thousands of dollars to scan my legs. And you could not use that thousands of dollars to press play on my movie. Somehow, I made it through that day. And the news they found was not very good. So in my left leg, I had a grade 4B stress fracture, which is the worst grade of stress fracture. And in my right leg, I had a grade either 2A, 2B, or 3A, which is kind of like middle of the road, pretty bad, like moderate stress fracture. So no running for a while. We actually received a phone call from the doctor that I had saw at the beginning of this process, scratched at 3 to 6 months. So I was now booted up with double stress fractures. Yay! But luckily for me, I was in physical therapy the next day. And physical therapy was actually one of the highlights of this whole process. The following day, I started attending a benchmark physical therapy about 10 minutes away from my house. Kind of experimented with different times. My first appointment was at like 1 p.m. But I really found that I liked the morning sessions the most. And it was real fun. There was just an awesome cast of characters. Like there was this one guy, he had like trivia questions. And then a guy I knew from church, he was my tech. So like he helped me perform all the exercises because I need someone to hold the band or to watch my form. So, got to talk football. It was just a great environment and a real light because it was a very troubling process. And physical therapy lowered my recovery time because we actually use this technology called BFR. So, I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's a football player, I don't know, at this point, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, named Alex Smith, who suffered a terrible, terrible leg injury. Like, gruesome. Do not look up any images you don't want to see. Just trust me. This is one of those, you're just going to have to take my word for it. Very bad. And the thing with leg injuries is you have to, it's an interesting balance because you have to strengthen your leg to be able to use it again. But oftentimes, your leg isn't strong enough for you to use it. And in my specific case, I had stress fractures. And you may not know this, but every time you do a sort of exercise, like, I don't know, squats, running, you're putting stress on your bones. Like, normally that's fine. That's why you rest. But if I have stress fractures, I can't be putting stress on my legs. But I also need to strengthen my bones and my muscles. So, blood flow restriction, I'm not gonna pretend like I know how it works, but somehow, by restricting my blood flow, it takes the stress off my legs. So, it's this machine, and you set it to, I guess, blood, like how much blood flow you want, and it like cuffs. It like slowly inflates. It's like this cuff. It basically just squeezes your leg a lot. And it's really weird to like walk around in. But essentially, I would just do exercises with it, and it would help me fix my legs. Physical therapy was really helpful. It actually cut my recovery window in half. And this is awesome because part of why that was a big deal was the fact that I was no impact. So I could not run, I could not jump at all. And you think that doesn't sound bad, but you don't realize how much you'll miss running or jumping as a 15-year-old till you can't do it anymore. Like, it's crazy. Like, and not even just running for distance. Like, if you're playing basketball, you can't run after the ball if it rolls away. Just little things like that. Or you can't run routes, or you can't play football. So it was hard, but physical therapy was really helpful. Helped cut my recovery window in half. And this injury, while it did suck, I think it taught me some valuable lessons. For starters, have a good support system. So I had a great support system around me. I had friends cheering me on and helping me out. I had professional help, which is a blessing, just a blessing to have, who could help monitor my progress and give me advice about how to move forward. And everyone was so kind, and they helped me, it helped motivate me to get better. And the second is, it's kind of cliche, it's kind of cheesy, but don't take things for granted. Something as simple as walking, or even, I could still walk, something as simple as jumping up and down, even if it's just like a couple inches off the ground. That seems so insignificant, right? You know, who cares about jumping? But how many things in our life do we just think it's something little that we just don't care about? Like, I bet today you probably at some point in your house went and got a glass of water. You didn't think much of it. Or maybe you put on some shoes. You didn't think much of that. Or maybe you got up out of bed by yourself and got ready for the day. We are so blessed. And I feel like this whole thing sucked. But this is not the most positive way to frame it, but it could be so much worse. And we are so blessed. And hopefully, I don't have to deal with another injury of this sort. I thought nothing good would come of it. But as I keep finding out with the rest of life, everything seems to work itself out. Even this injury, which I did not see how it could work itself out.